Solution-based radio.
Joining us now on the Never Ending Radio Show is Johnny with GetPrivacyFreedom.me. Johnny, welcome to the Never Ending Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here and appreciate what you do on the Never Ending Radio Show. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, Johnny, I wanted to ask you about what you do. Your website is GetPrivacyFreedom.me. And for some of us, the .me thing is even a new thing, including me. Yeah, I'm that old. But the Get Privacy Freedom concept is something that I think you've been working on because of how intrusive companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter have become inside our cell phones. And I noticed that you've done a lot of work on that. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do to help privacy on our cell phones?
Oh, yeah. Be glad to. I guess, first of all, yeah, it's getprivacyfreedom.com as well, if you need the .com instead.
Very good.
Anyway. Through the series of, as you progress and learn things, you dig deeper in research and you find out actually what big tech is doing. And just the tyranny that's involved with them and data manipulation and how much they need and want our data. And one of the biggest surveillance devices is the smartphone. It's on us all the time, right? And that is definitely one way they can be data mining and harvesting and surveilling us a lot. So easy thing to do. You know, if you're techie, you could do it yourself. And for those who aren't, there's, folks like us or me that de-Googles the phone. So, for example, on a standard normie phone, there's the Android operating system where Google comes along and puts all their proprietary type bloatware, spyware, camera and things like that on top of it. Well, what we do is remove that gets wiped off of it, okay, and a new operating system gets put back on the phone, okay, which allows it to operate just like a normal, like your normal phone. You really don't know the difference except Google hasn't invaded your device, okay, in your life.
So when you say that you change the operating system, it looks the same essentially as what it did before, and it operates the same except the phone isn't full of all of that big tech spyware type apps. And one of the things I wanted to clarify is, we look at apps like Google and Facebook and we don't see anything wrong with them. And we're finding out that there is something wrong with them. And so you started this business, Get Privacy Freedom, and I want to hear, how did you get Privacy Freedom going? What motivated you to start this business?
Oh, I love talking about that. So, I started playing around with my phone. It's like, I'm so sick of Google search bar, and,
right?
And Gmail.
Yes.
And how do you get rid of that? How come this dumb thing stuck on my phone? So I started finding new loading, front loading screens, whatever that could get rid of the search bar and it would hide it in the background. But it's like, I just always knew, that I was being spied on,
Right.
And I think we all have that in the back of our mind, right? Where like, oh, I said this such and such, and all of a sudden it popped up on Facebook, a half hour later or, something. And it's true. It's happening, And, so from there, it's interesting. And I'll give it to Gab. I read about it on Gab a while back. I don't know, 2 years ago or something. And it said something about de-Googled phones. And I'll give Rob Braxman the credit because he's one of my favorite privacy pro go-to guys. So check him out too. He has some great information regarding privacy. He even has his own privacy phone. Okay.
Nice.
And let's see. So... yeah, from there, like, no way you can de-Google a phone. That's awesome. And I found one guy maybe that did it back then, kind of similar to what I do. And I know different sorts of people need more information. Some just jump into things. I'm a jump in kind of guy.
Right.
And I didn't ask guy any questions, and like, I can get Deagle phone. I don't care what it is. You know, if it's not too much money, I'd just do it, you know? And then from there, you just figured things out. I'm like, this is so cool. You know, when you can wipe Google off of a phone, it's one of the most satisfying things for me. I'll tell you what.
I would agree with that. But, you know, most people, I think, are very aware of the problem of big tech invading your privacy. But we don't have the knowledge. Most people don't have the knowledge, and they don't want to go through all of that. They just want a phone that works and is not going to sell them out, right?
Right.
So you sell and you make phones for people and you sell them already straight up out of the box, ready to go, de-Googled?
Correct, yes. So, yeah, Samsung's, the OnePlus, you know, 6 and 7, and let's see, what's the other ones? Obviously, the Pixels, which is kind of funny, the Google Pixels, you know, ironically,
right,
taking Google off of them. But they are actually it's a nice flagship phone, and there's a certain reason, you know, Graphene OS is one of the operating systems that actually only goes on the Pixels. And it's because they're such a great phone, and I can't go deep into it now, but it's on their website, you know, graphenos.org or whatever it is.
Give us an idea of how much one of these phones costs, and you know, what would purchasing a phone from you that's previously de-Googled feel like to the person that wants to get out of Google?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. The range of prices are from $250 up to, you know, the newest phone out there, you know, are the Pixel 6s. So those can be anywhere from $800 to $1,200, depending on what the user wants exactly, how much RAM and, storage space on it. But obviously the older phones are more budget friendly and work just as well. You know,
You bring up an interesting point. Miss Michelle and I were just talking about this not too long ago. Remember back in the day when you could have a phone with 1 or 2 gigs of RAM and it worked just fine for a while, and then it would get all bogged down with all the bloatware and all that. So now we got phones with 8 gigs, 12 gigs of RAM, and they still bog down. If you've got a de-Googled phone, it seems to me that most of the reason that these phones with all this killer hardware still get bogged down is because of all of those data processes that are still going on in the background, eating up the resources of the phone. So would I be correct in assuming that if you de-Google a phone that has, say, 4 gigs of RAM instead of 8, but an older phone with 4 gigs of RAM, but it's de-Googled, so it doesn't have all those processes running in the background, that it's going to work just as good as the big bad boy?
You are exactly on it, man. And yeah, as far as specifics, what's actually running in the background, that's a little hard to figure out because the proprietary information, you know, from Google and Apple. But you definitely, you know, evidence of that is a better battery life.
Okay.
So obviously less things are running
right
on a de-Googled phone, right? So that's simple to understand that.
Right. So a person shouldn't be afraid to not get a phone, the latest and greatest phone, just because it doesn't have all the bells, you know, all the big time hardware, because once a phone gets de-Googled, it performs exponentially better, and it like revives an old phone and turns it into a very usable phone for the foreseeable future. Am I right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So for example, I had an old Pixel 1. That's one of my first Pixel phones. Well, obviously it's Pixel 1. I don't know if it's 4, 5 years old maybe now. And I de-Googled that, and that's my main driver, you know, that I use for business.
Wow.
And it runs my maps. It's only 4 gigabyte, and it's just a slim old junk little phone.
Does it have a removable battery?
I use that phone because it's just proves the point, like exactly what you're talking about. Like I love what it can do, you know, and just being some old junk phone, it still serves a great purpose and runs everything I need.
How do I get one of your phones?
Just simply go to the website, getprivacyfreedom.me, and there's a shop page there with a lot of different phones. You can search for, you know, based off storage size or RAM size, or if you have a specific operating system you like as well. Like we mentioned, I know a lot of people don't know what that means. Okay, but the operating system, like Graphene OS, you know, they focus a lot on the operating system and on the security side of things. But it's still super user friendly. Like all of my family, my wife, my son, extended family, my mom, my cousin who's not techie at all use the Pixels with Graphene OS.
Oh, here's a question. I have a question that I know my wife was asking me. If I have a de-Googled phone, can I still go and download all the apps that I normally would want off of Google Play? Or am I going to have to resort to other apps from other places?
Okay, that's another great question. There'd be two answers to that. So one, yes, this is where the operating systems come into play here and are important. Okay, so there's three main operating systems I flash on phones. And so Graphene OS, there's a newer one called E, just the letter E, OS, and the part of the E Foundation. And then there's good old Lineage, which you might be familiar with there, Richard.
Yes.
Okay. With Graphene, they actually have it's called a sandboxed Google Play, where you can create a different user profile on your phone. And for example, logging into this user profile, okay, and you load, like think about playing in a sandbox. Everything stays in the sandbox. Okay, right. Well, unless you throw sand out of it, okay?
Right.
Right, if you're a kid. All right. So you get into this Google Play sandbox, okay? You can do anything there that you want, and it will be inside that sandbox and not be connected to other apps that are on your phone, which is one of the big problems
with
a normie phone. Okay, because they feed each other, you know, all that data gets sent back to Google servers, and you know, they got all your information, how much you used the app, what you did with it, you know, and whatever.
Are they aware that they're being sandboxed?
No.
Okay.
Well, I as far as I know, no.
Okay.
Because things are it's spoofed.
Got
it. Hard to go into details here, you know, about how exactly you get access to it anonymously, but well, somewhat anonymously, because you can still sign in. And my point is with that, you can still, yes, to answer your question, you can get any app that you want off of Google Play still.
Okay.
Now real quick.
Okay.
Number two, on the other side of things with EOS, okay, from the E Foundation, the other one I really like, I just did a video on it and a blog about operating systems, what, you know, making one of the easiest to use privacy phones. I love EOS. Okay.
Okay.
It can be put on a lot of different phones. Is they have their app lounge. Okay. They're at their own app store, if you will. And you don't need to sign into your device. You can get any app that you want, which is on what you typically get from your Google Play Store. Okay. But again, with that side of things, you have to be careful. If you have how private you want to be, you know, are you going to put Facebook now back on?
Yeah,
it?
I know.
And
right.
You know, Gmail. And if you're doing all that stuff again, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose, but you're still de-Googled in the sense of you won't be sharing all your data. You know what I mean?
Right. You'll only be sharing what goes through the individual apps.
Correct.
So I guess it really boils down to one's personal preference.
Exactly.
And for me, I got to tell you, I want out of all of it. And I've taken a lot of steps. I've tried like four different navigation apps, and each one has a strong point and a weak point, but none of them match the big boys. And and so, you know, what we need to find out is how much of the convenience are we willing to sacrifice in order to get our privacy back? And for me, I got to tell you, I am willing to sacrifice a lot. And I have been for quite some time now. I have been slowly removing myself from all of these things. And it's tough sometimes, but in the end, I feel a lot better about what I'm doing on my phones and my computers because I'm taking at least some rudimentary steps in order to protect my privacy. Like, one of the big things that I think a person can do, like right off the bat, if you get any phone, and as soon as you get it, you go through the settings, and you just go setting by setting by setting, and look at all of them, and you can make an educated decision on whether or not you want these settings to work. Now, my question to you is, on that, when I tell my phone to turn off location, is it really turned off?
I think you, like everyone else, loves black and white.
Yes.
I hate gray areas.
Yes.
Okay, and the unknown and uncertainty.
But see, that button is a black and white button. It's an on or off button.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, right, right. so true. I call them dummy switches.
Right.
On a normie phone, and I do not trust them. Because I've read too much, even from and researched it, and see that even when your phone's off, just because your screen's black, doesn't mean it's off. You know, from what I've again read is I can give resources later. You know, so if need be,
right?
So if your phone's not off, yeah, your microphone can still be accessed. Your camera can still be. Just because your light's not on your camera doesn't mean it's not activated and watching you.
Right.
You know, again, there's a blog on that too. You can check out on the website how your phone and computer spy on you. And there's some good evidence there that shows that. Yeah, for sure. So, hey, before I forget,
yeah,
you know, you were onto something before. Was like, what, you know, I want to give some more value here before I have to go. So, what can people do now?
Yes.
You were talking about on the phone settings, hey, just turn this off, turn that off, make sure your Bluetooth's not running all the time, turn your location services off. You know, even if we're not sure if the dummy switches work or not, that's something you can do. I mean, on the PC side, go into your privacy settings, just type in privacy, whether you have Apple or Mac or whatever you call it, and, you know, Windows, whatever. You can, you know, don't leave your setting on to your camera all the time. You know, turn that off. You know, put a piece of tape over your camera. It might sound tinfoil hat-ish to some people, but
you know what
it's
I
the easiest thing to do.
Look, know what I do? I take on my cell phone, you have the front-facing camera. I take whiteout and I apply a drop of whiteout right in front of that camera, and then I use a Sharpie to color it black so it's not as easily seen. Like, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
You can't really tell that it's there. It's at the top of the screen there. But, and if I do need that front-facing camera, like we were at a Collective Soul concert and I wanted to do a selfie with everybody, I just wipe it off. Scratch it off and boom. You know, I we can do our selfie that way. So, little things like that. I'm telling you, if we get the message out to people, that you don't have to passively accept having your privacy invaded in such a way that we seem to have accepted, that we don't have to accept that anymore. We can take steps. And I think what you're doing is extremely important, and I'm really glad to see you're a part of this parallel economy that we're working on. You are producing a product that people like me and people on Gab and other people who are concerned about privacy, you're producing a product that I think is going to increase in demand exponentially as more time goes by. So hold on to your hat, man. I think you're in for a wild ride if you continue to produce these things and make good products. I really want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to thank you for coming on the Never Ending Radio Show. We need a tech expert. We need a Never Ending Radio Show tech guy. And what do you think, man? You think you could be the Never Ending Radio Show's tech guy?
Man. I'll do whatever I can. You know, glad to help out.
Nice. Get your de-Googled phones from Johnny at getprivacyfreedom.me. Johnny, thank you for coming on the Never Ending Radio Show.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's the Never Ending Radio Show.